Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Georges Miranda. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Georges Miranda. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Green moves to third. Power moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Cotter moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Miranda covering, for the out. Cotter scores. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt takes first base on ball four. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schmidt moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schmidt scores. McLean moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Senators, 2. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Marty Cutina now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schmidt for a passed ball. Allison moves to third. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 1 in the game. Vir Als hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schmidt for a passed ball. Zimmerman moves to second. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Miranda reaches second base with a double. Zimmerman scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Cutina covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing right field. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King moves to second. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Rippelmeyer now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman takes first base on ball 4. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Miranda reaches second base with a double. There goes Zimmerman trying to get to home. Hinton throws the ball into Johnson, who relays the ball to Schmidt, who tags Zimmerman, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Connell. The throw from Zimmerman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cottier hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Lee Stang now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, King takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Killebrew. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Cottier applying the tag. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Shea pinch hits for Ray Rippelmeyer. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. Shave moves to second. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cottier hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Harry Bright pinch hits for Jim King. Dick Stigman now pitching. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing right field. Benny Daniels now pitching. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-3 in the game. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schmidt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Green. Schmidt reaches second base with a double. Ken Hamlin pinch runs for Bob Schmidt. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Ray Moore now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cottier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Retzer now catching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.